I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the
Fan. WFAN. Yeah, it's time to sing that sad song again. The Yankees lose the 2025 season end. Keith McPherson on the Fan for 2 hours with no flowers. I got some bars, though. Look at me. I'm rhyming already. I got no flowers to throw at the New York Yankees. I will tip my cap to the Toronto Blue Jays, who we thought were frauds, who we thought didn't belong on the same field as us, didn't deserve to win the division, who we thought, I won't say we because not all of us, thought we could come back and take the series from them winning 3 in a row. I told you on Sunday night when I did the little video from home and then I came on and did the show, I didn't think any of the teams in baseball still alive could beat the Toronto Blue Jays 3 games in a row, but here we go. I didn't want to sell you a dream. But New York, New York, big city of dreams. Everything in New York ain't always what it seems. We just need a little bit of hope, and we become big dreamers. The dream was realized for Aaron Judge to have a good postseason, for Aaron Judge to have his postseason moment, for Aaron Judge to win a game for the Yankees in the postseason. So we can put that narrative to rest that, you know, Judge can't get it done in October. We can put that narrative to rest that, you know, the moment is too big for him. He responded when the team needed him, but Judge had a monster postseason. He even added on after, you know, late in this game. And what I felt like was, damn, we really looked at this lineup and even the pitching that we had and felt as if there was enough around Judge to carry him. But a lot of guys came up small. You can pick names out of a hat who came up small, who didn't get it done, who wasn't there with the right at bat, with the right approach, defensively. Tonight people are going to call and they're going to take aim at some of the same characters that got whipped all year. There were plenty of whipping boys to go around in 2025. Devin Williams. Well, I'm not mad at Devin Williams, but as I was in there tonight, I'm like, damn, the script was so obvious. And this is the script that I had feared for so long this season. Devin Williams in the postseason giving up runs. And I'm not mad at Devin Williams. It's not his fault. I'm not throwing him under the bus, but I'm starting with him. This is the year that the Yankees were allowed to wear beards. And so much of that was put on Devin Williams. And from opening day on, I'm like, wow, this is our new closer. We need this guy. And he struggled. And you know what? He came around and he was dominant in his setup role. But I just knew that there was a postseason moment. I said it on this station. I'm like, I fear that no matter what happens, it's inevitable that he's going to give up runs in the postseason. And then that happened tonight, and the Yankees weren't able to recover. Anthony Volpe, one of us. I believe in him. I root for him. But boy, after the Red Sox series in the wild card where he starred, we even started calling him October Anthony. He reverted back to the whipping boy that you all booed and called for to be sat. And even tonight, we're asking for him to be pinch hit for, and the Yankees didn't do it until late, until they were trying to spare him from being booed. And I don't know what to tell you guys, man. I don't know what to say at this point, whether it's Austin Wells, who was another one, you know, he caught every single game of this postseason, and he had his moments early, but, like, they need another catcher, man, and not Ben Rice. They need a right-handed catcher that can platoon with him and hit. He's still a young guy, and he came up small. You know, I left when he swung at that first pitch, bases loaded. I've been screaming this whole season, and we all do as baseball fans, if the guy in front of you works a walk, take a pitch, have an at-bat. It almost seemed like, you know, he was ready to get the show on the road. Oh, I'm out. Move this thing along. And I know that's not the case. He saw a pitch he could hit. He thought he could hit it out. But it was too little, too late. I felt like the Yankees were cramming. I felt like the Yankees were cramming this entire last 2 months, this stretch down to the end of the season here. Did you enjoy the ride? I enjoyed parts of it. I stepped off of it. And I got back on for October because, you know what, I'm a Yankee fan. Today, tomorrow, forever. I want to win the World Series more than anything. More than anything in watching sports, being a sports talk radio host, being a fan that goes to 50 games a year, also a fan that watches as many NFL games as I can, NBA, NHL. Like, I want to win the World Series. I want to experience that. And you know what I've experienced? And I just heard it, and, ooh, it's pain. I experienced the Houston Astros sweeping us in 2022 in our building, celebrating on our field. Altuve, Bregman, those cats. I experienced last year, World Series, Game 5. The Dodgers running out on the field. Start spreading the news. Well, at least they changed that this year. I don't know what song they played as Vladdy Jr. in Toronto stormed the field to celebrate, eliminating the New York Yankees and moving on to the 2025 ALCS. But it's sad. It hurts. Doesn't feel good at all. But then you just immediately start thinking about, how did we get here? How did we come up short? A guy like Jazz tonight, I feel for Jazz, but I don't. Because on one hand, Jazz is someone that I was encouraging to say less. Jazz, please stop talking about putting a ring on your finger. Please stop talking about we're stepping on necks. We're the best team in the division. We're going to go win the division. Ant didn't do that. We're the best team in the American League. We're about to go to the World Series. We're going to bring the... Just stop. You've been here for 2 seasons. Really, 1.5. You haven't put in this pain with this team and this fan base. And I know there's some fans of other teams that are probably like, pain. And I myself, this week, talked about the Toronto Blue Jays, the Detroit Tigers, the Seattle Mariners, and go look up their postseason history and their pain. And go look up how long it's been for them. Never. But it's different here in Yankee land. When you have a $300-plus million payroll, when you have 47,000 people, 48,000 people coming to these games, when you have the most podcasters and content creators and influencers and radio hosts and all of these people, all of this news coverage around the team that is built on getting to the World Series and winning, when you come up short, there's a ton of people ready to drink Yankee tears. Come on down, 888-808-1019. I'm here till 2. But then there's also a lot of Yankee fans, and it's split. The glass half full Yankee fans, the optimist Yankee fans, I love y'all. We need more of y'all. Because in that building, the last 2 nights, I could feel all of the negative Nancys, the Debbie Downers, the pessimists. I could feel the toxic negativity that surrounds this franchise. Fans that want to see them win feel like they don't do enough. And when you look at this lineup tonight, when you look at the performance they put forward tonight in a bullpen game, an elimination game in Yankee Stadium, it's pathetic. It's pitiful. It's unacceptable. It's completely unacceptable. So this is not a night where we talk about, well, you know, it's not a complete failure. And, you know, we got, this is a team that went to the World Series last year and lost. This is a team that was supposed to go on a redemption run. This was plan B. This was a team that had to pivot and focus on defense and pitching. And you know what? We had some defense. We also had some miscues, but we had the pitching. And who would have thought, right? Who would have thought young Cam Schlittler would be our best starting pitcher in this postseason? Nobody. Maybe him. Maybe only him. In the beginning of the season, in the preseason, in the spring training days, Gerrit Cole goes down. And we see some of Cam Schlittler. He's the opening day starter for the Somerset Patriots. And that guy tonight gave us another solid, gutty, clutch performance. But these veterans, these bats, could not pick him up. Where was playoff G? Where was Stanton, who gave a rah-rah speech to rally the troops the last 2 months of the season? Postseason proven. Where were the homers? He did a little bit, but not enough for a guy that has been through the wars, been through the battles, who understands what it takes to get it done and calls on others to step up.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, I look at this team and I look at two guys who were, you know, the bats that were unexpected, right? Because Stanton, he went down in spring training. He couldn't swing. He came in not prepared, and he missed 70 games. And we said, we need a bat. We need a bat. We need a bat. And you guys wanted Nolan Arenado. And out of nowhere came Trent Grisham, who was a fourth outfielder that during spring training had a hamstring injury. And if you recall, it was Dominguez in left, Belly in center, Judge in right, and we thought that's what the outfield was going to be. Dominguez had his adventures out there going after fly balls and whatnot. And that didn't materialize, but it worked out because Trent Grisham, in a walk year, in a prove-it year, played way above anybody's expectations, 34 home runs, and he was clutch. You're a mean one, Mr. Grish. I enjoyed watching Trent Grisham play for the New York Yankees in the regular season, but he will be remembered for how meekly he went out leading off for your New York Yankees in October. I'm sorry. That's how it goes. Nobody's going to care about clutch go-ahead homers in the regular season against bum teams that the Yankees were supposed to beat. They're going to remember that you got the most at-bats. Didn't hit one homer. Might have had one double, one extra base hit. A lot of weak outs. A lot of weak outs. Reverted back to the guy that was, you know, at the plate last year against the Dodgers in June, and fans were chanting, "We want Soto." You know, I look at where we are with the Yankees, and I told you, the Toronto Blue Jays didn't fear the Yankees at all. And I look at the style of play with the Toronto Blue Jays. They got some hitters, man. They got some hitters. Give them some credit. And again, we want to pitch to Vladdy Jr., who drove in a run every game of this four-game set. Give them credit. They blew it last night. They were up 6-1. They should have swept us. But some cosmic energy, the ghost, the power of Aaron Judge, and the rest of those guys came through. But they bounced right back tonight, and they just put the ball in play. They had a leadoff runner on every inning, it seemed. I know they definitely had three innings in a row against young Cam Schlittler. They end up having 12 hits, just putting the ball in play, not striking out a ton, passing the baton, believing in each other. That's a team over there, and they don't even have their full complement of guys. 888-808-1019. We came in very confident beating a Boston Red Sox team that was hurt as well. And the Yankees, for the most part, were completely healthy. So what does that say about the roster construction, about the type of guys that we went to war with here? What does that say about the manager? I know a lot of you are going to call and say, get rid of this manager. I was just listening to 10-10 Wins in the bathroom, and they interviewed fans outside Yankee Stadium, and the first fan said, we got to get a different manager. Well, we're not. Oh, I think this team would perform better with a better manager. Who? Aaron Boone signed his extension. He'll be here for the next 2 years. And Cole is coming back, and I'm interested to see what they do. I don't really care to go over, the ins and outs of how they lost this game today, because I told you, winning three in a row was unrealistic, man. I'm glad they didn't get swept and they protected home field and we got our two home games, but like, this is baseball. As soon as they got shellacked and went down 2-0 in Toronto, the odds were never in their favor. It's like a 20-25% chance that they would come back and win. But a lot of people sold you the dream, and that's part of the ride in the roller coaster. You got to dream and you got to believe that they can come back. And nah, man. A bullpen game in Yankee Stadium. They go out there and mix and match. Tip your cap to John Schneider. Tip your cap to Buck Martinez and Vladdy. They talk the talk and walk the walk. Never feared the Yankees all year, dominated the Yankees in their building all year, won the division, even as they did fail with Max Scherzer giving up 100 runs the last month of the season, with them getting swept by the Royals, with George Springer crying, if you want to give it to the Yankees, just tell us. They don't want to give anything to the Yankees, George. The Yankees have to get their identity back, their swagger back, and not of the dynasty. Not of the Yankees of old. I'm talking about the modern day right now. New York, they got a lot of good players on the team. But there's cracks in the armor. And there's little things that need to be tweaked. You know, I felt like Belly was hurt. Belly didn't have the postseason that I thought he was going to have as a guy who's a former MVP, played in a World Series, won a World Series. You know, Jazz will be back. McMahon will be back. Shout out to Ryan McMahon. For a guy that wasn't really counted on or expected and was pinch hit for, like Ryan McMahon hit the only homer to score that run that tied the game and had us in it tonight. And he made some great defensive plays. He showed me he's got some moxie when the lights are bright. Like I'm cool with Ryan McMahon. Get in the cage. Work on that swing. Be ready to go next year. And you know, this bullpen too. The bullpen did what they could to hold, but, you know, you can't expect these guys to hold when, like, you know, they go on to Luke Weaver, right? Luke Weaver's gone, and you'll remember that in this run here. Both rounds, they wanted to go to Luke Weaver and try and build him back up, and come on, let's see if he's still got it. When he's out, he's gone. They didn't go to him last night. They didn't go to him tonight. So, I mean, Devin Williams probably going to sign somewhere else. I think Tim Hill is done after this year. Mark Leiter Jr., like Bednar will be back. Doval will be back. Like to see Fernando Cruz be back. I'm not sure his contract either, but you know, when you get to this point of the season, you start to reflect on the season that was and where guys are going now and what do we do next to get better? What do we do to climb the mountain again? 888-808-1019 for the people that want to troll and want to drink Yankee tears. Come on in. Come on in. I don't mind it. It's part of it. Like, you've been holding off. After Garrett Crochet beat the Yankees, people were loading up. They had to wait. And I'm not down in the dumps where, like, you know, I won't take those calls or be able to handle it. Because, like I said, August 8th, I got off the ride because I'm like, damn, these guys love to throw Devin Williams out there. They're going to die on Devin Williams because they die hard on their trades, their contracts, and their roster decisions. They're going to blow three games in the middle or in the first week of August when we're in the middle of a race for the division. And that stuff matters. That's the one thing I hope the Yankees hear and decide to change. Have a sense of urgency from opening day on. The math doesn't math the same way for us fans. We are looking at every single game like you got to win it. Because in this new playoff format, in this new postseason bracket, you want to skip that first wild card round, even though it is three games and you got to host it for the first time in your building. You want to skip that. Because maybe this goes differently where it was so tight with the Blue Jays where we had the same record. They edged us out for the division with the tiebreaker. They were better than us all year. But if we won one of those games that you blew with Devin Williams, that we weren't as competitive with DJ LeMahieu at second base, or Anthony Volpe committing errors, 19 of them, skipping the ball on the ground, whatever. Like, tighten up the screws on this thing in the regular season. We don't have to pitch Carlos Carrasco and Marcus Stroman. At least we don't got to worry about that. We don't have to go spend on pitching. We've got plenty of arms next year. Gerrit Cole, Max Fried, Carlos Rodon, Cam Schlittler, Luis Gil, Will Warren, Clark Schmidt at some point late in the, you know what I'm saying? And cross your fingers that they stay healthy. But man, what I would like to see is an approach from the Yankees that, no, we can't punt these games. We can't just try to cut corners, because you know what? When you take shortcuts, you know, long runs get cut short. And I feel like even in this series, the little things that the Yankees tried to do, and even in this postseason, they tried to cover up, they get shown. I was surprised to see Judge throw the ball hard today. But that was in the scouting report. Hey, Judge is hurt. Run on him. You know? Volpe, they just go right at him. Some of his at-bats were rough to watch. Striking out. Jazz, another one. Swinging for the fences. Like, just, it's home run or nothing. And it was a great home run two nights ago to take the lead, but we don't always need that. You know, Ben Rice, another one, right? I didn't mention Ben Rice. Ben Rice had a great year, but this is his first postseason. What you going to do with Ben Rice? Is he going to be your first baseman? He's got to work. He's got to work on fielding. So, I mean, they've got their work cut out for him in this offseason. But I'm intrigued to see what they do, how they pivot, who they go after, where they spend. And if this is the last 2 years coming up of Aaron Boone, I hope there is a sense of urgency to go win the division now. Go win the division. You win the division, you win a round. Go win the division, and you have home field advantage, where in this case, if you had the tiebreaker, right, if you won some of those games or you won enough games instead of blowing games against Miami or the Cincinnati Reds or whomever, you would have had home field, and you could have set your pitching up differently, where game one is in the Bronx, you're pitching Max Fried, instead of game one is in Toronto, you're pitching Luis Gil. So I don't know, man. That's just all off the top of my head. Let's get to you guys. I'm not going to say too much. That's my open. I'm not sad. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. It sucks for any baseball season to end. I'm getting old. I don't have any more seasons to waste. You know what I'm saying? We're in a window here. I'm happy for Judge. Let this be something for Judge that for the rest of his career, he's Judge in the postseason. This was his best postseason ever. It wasn't long, but we see you, Judgey. That narrative is dead. Now we do have something to defend you with. You do have a signature game, hit, moment. And let's hope Cole comes back with a vengeance. Max Fried in year two is better. Carlos Rodon is better. Cam Schlittler continues to become the young ace that we see, and they tighten the screws up on this thing. They got to figure some stuff out at shortstop with Volpe. I would like another catcher, a right-handed catcher that could platoon and maybe hit. I know it's a lot to ask. Third base is straight. The outfield, we'll see with Belly. Belly wants to be here. Scott Boris, if he wants to be here, you got to work with Cashman on it. But I know people are going to offer Belly, and yeah, we'll see. I don't expect Devin Williams to return. Luke Weaver's definitely gone, and yeah, this team is in a window here because Stanton will be 36 next year. Judge will be 34 next year. I think Cole is 36. Like, this is it for this group of future Hall of Famers. This is it for this group that has been here these last few years trying to get back to the World Series. Well, we got to one. We ended that drought. But I'm talking about get to the World Series and win it so we can have this parade already. New York needs it. We need it. Shout out to all the Yankee fans, man. I love y'all. I get love from Yankee fans for no reason besides talking on this radio station, posting stuff on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. I'm just like y'all, man. I'm going there. I'm rooting for the team. I'm yelling and screaming. I'm trying to win. I'm blessed to be in the position I'm in, and I thank you guys because I wouldn't be anything without y'all rocking with me. I was in that stadium quietly for many years, and it's cool now to go there and take pictures with people, and people, you know, see me running out like, yo, you're going to the fan? I'll be listening later, so... Yeah, shout out to the Yankee fans, the diehard Yankee fans, all the people in Yankee Stadium that go there rooting for the Yankees consistently. That building lit up. That building rocked against the Red Sox and the Blue Jays, division rivals. But you tip your cap to Toronto. They have assembled a team that owned the New York Yankees this year. They're moving on, and we're not. And the offseason begins. 888-808-1019. I think we should break here. I think we should go ahead and break here. And yeah, shout out to all the people that helped me do my thing. Everybody here at WFAN, Mark Zuckerman, Aiden, you know, you guys sending tickets when you have them. You know, Kevin Dart with the Yankees, my guy Chris at the Hard Rock, all the good people that work in the Hard Rock that show me love. Yankee Stadium Security, appreciate all of you guys over there. Everybody at Billy's, stands, the dugout, man, like, that's the biggest thing for me, too. Another year getting older, I'm aging out, and it's another year of not being able to just go to the stadium as much, and I just know that's coming for me, right? Selfishly, I know I won't be able to make as many trips up there and see the bleacher creatures. Shout out to all of y'all. See the Terror Squad. Shout out to all of y'all. Some of the season ticket holders, you know, people that I always see there. Bartenders, bouncers, you know, people at the stadium that I really only see y'all in the Bronx on 161st and River. That's it. Stadium's closed until opening day. So we hope that the Yankees can improve and get better, and then we get on the ride and we get on the roller coaster again, hoping that it ends in a championship in 2026 and we can have this long-awaited parade and be victorious and just exhale and live in a 4K fall classic, Yankees adding championship 28. 888-808-1019. Let's take this break. When we come back, I'll take all of your calls, however you feel. If you need to vent, if you want to bring up something from the game, if you want to bring up something from the season, if you want to bring up something from this upcoming offseason, lay it on me. I'm on till 2 a.m. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan, streaming live on the free Odyssey app and on YouTube. I see y'all in the chat. The chat is cooking tonight, of course. Like I said, they're out with those cups. Please, please let me have some more Yankee tears. I'm here to troll the Yankee fans. I don't know why you guys think Cancun is the place that everybody goes. Have you guys not been to Cancun? I've been to Cancun a handful of times. The Yankee players, I hope, are going somewhere better than Cancun. I know it's Cancun on three. See you in Cancun. I don't want to go to Cancun anymore. Unless it's like the nicest all-inclusive resort they got or like some type of like different kind of like, I don't want to go to Cancun. I don't want to go to Cancun. I'm not going to Cancun. So don't tell me you saved me a seat in Cancun or any of that. I'm going to be right here, and now I'll start my shows at 7 p.m. and not 11, 12 o'clock, and I'll be done at midnight and not 2 a.m., and you know what? The sports don't stop. We're about to start hooping. They're about to drop that puck, and you know what? I'll see you at MetLife Stadium literally today, Thursday Night Football, Eagles versus Giants. I'm going to the Savvy Seeds tailgate, and then I'll be in the suite for the game, doing some influencer stuff. So it does not stop. The Yankee season ends but we march on. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. Can't wait to talk to you. We will be right back.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real sports talk for real fans with real opinions. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
To the phone! Keith McPherson on The Fan, I have said my piece. I got off the ride August 8th. I got back on the ride for the postseason. It was short-lived. It ended on October 8th. Would you look at that? 2 months apart. August 8th, I was like, I'm good on this team, this season. This is malpractice. They broke me. 2 months later, there's no ride to ride anymore. 2025 is over. Let's go to Enrique in Freehold on The Fan first.
Hey, what's up, Keith?
Did I say your name right, or is it Enrique?
Enrique, yeah.
Enrique.
Yeah, I actually was in the bleachers tonight. I saw you. I was a couple rows up.
You saw me?
Jack was fire. Yeah.
Nah, that must have been a doppelganger.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to talk about, I'm just so done with Austin Wells, man. I mean, I was talking to a creature, and he was literally saying, in the bottom of the seventh, that at-bat where Goldschmidt worked a great walk, great walk, was taking a strike, just worked the count, got on base. Austin Wells, I don't know what he's doing in the batter circle watching this at-bat go down, because then he comes up and swings at a first-pitch curveball all the way in the dirt. It's just gross, man. It's like this guy has no idea what he's doing at the plate. And then he comes up in the bottom of the eighth inning with the bases loaded.
Yep.
Hoffman struggling to find the zone. Just lazy fly out. It's like this guy's got no
approach. That's your guy. That's your primary catcher. That's your prospect. That's a kid they drafted out of Arizona. And, you know, him and Volpe are best friends. And you know, this is who they rely on.
Yeah, Volpe, another one. I mean, it's year three of both of these guys. It's like, what are we, or year two as well. It's year three of Volpe. I don't know. I don't know either.
There's question marks on both of them if they are going to turn into guys that can consistently get it done. Thanks for the call. It was me in the bleachers, Enrique. I'm joking with you. That jacket is 101. You know? How many accessories is Keith McPherson going to wear? Just the jacket with the pins and the World Series patches. Waiting to add a 28-1. Waiting to add a 2000 and whatever, you know, whatever year the Yankees win the next one. But Yeah, Volpe and Wells were automatic outs. They showed up in the Red Sox series. This series, duds. Complete duds. In the bottom of the order. And you know what? It was crazy because it was like there was no thought of moving them. Or like it's just like they're willing to die on that. That's why I said they die hard. Volpe, 3 Ks today. And like in this series, they had him. There were some of his at-bats. The swings were non-competitive. It's like he was either over the ball or choppy. And yeah, with Wells, what is he looking at to end the game, bro? You're coming up and like there's nowhere to hide in the lineup. There's nowhere to hide in the lineup. But it got to be better, especially facing elimination, season on the line. You know, Goldschmidt works a walk, bottom of the seventh after they make the pitching change. Wells flies out. And then, you know, in the eighth again, Austin Wells to end the inning. And that's when I was like, all right, I got to go to work. First pitch, up and in, splitter. What did you think you were going to do with that? What did you think you were going to do with that pitch? Hit a grandy? Hit a grand slam? Nope. Just an out. Jeff is in Syracuse, New York on the fan with us. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Keith, how are you? I know, well, same as I am. Yeah. Disappointed.
Yeah,
but,
not great. But...
got off the ride.
Yeah.
Same thing happened. August 1st was my day when they blew the game in Miami, and it's like you go through all the games they blew that could have given them home field, but that's my point. You know, first of all, I want to compliment you on you're one of the realest guys on the station. You've either got guys who are just trolling or guys that are shills. You call it like it is, which I love. I love that, and it's you know it's good to hear. Like you don't have to just because you wear the pinstripes or root for them doesn't mean they're always right. So, but the thing I'm going to go back on in like a 10,000 foot view, Boone is 13-12 in the playoffs in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
So getting home field, would it matter? At 3 years in a row, you already talked about it, or three postseasons in a row, they've been eliminated at home. And you look at, like, you know, this is a business to them. That's how they treat it. That's like,
well,
so.
Well, just to counter what you're saying, like, those 3 years they were eliminated, they did not have home field advantage over the Astros, the Dodgers, or the Blue Jays. That's why it fell that way, because they won the games in their building. Then we've got our backs against the wall in our building.
True. I mean, but even if you go back further, they I mean, 13-12 since he took over, that's not good enough at home.
No, it's not good enough.
At home.
It's not good enough. Thank you for the call and the compliments, Jeff. I can't speak to anybody else or what they do on the radio. This is not shtick. This is not trolling. This is not shilling. I am a Yankee fan, but I've been telling you guys all season what I see. I just think it'd be ridiculous to watch all of these games and make it up. I also think it would be, you know, not genuine to give credit where credit is due. If you actually watch sports, played any sports, sometimes you get beat, man. You know, sometimes somebody is better than you and you got to give it up. That's why I was on earlier this week. Stop talking about sign stealing and any type of cheating or conspiracy theories. They got smacked. I know it hurts, but that's part of it, you know? I'm raising a young man. I have a little boy at home, and, like, I'm teaching him already, like, just a way to be. Like, yo, life is not easy. And don't be so entitled. And don't think that people are supposed to just lie down for you because you're the New York Yankees. There are other people out here hustling. There are other people out here working, competing, fighting. And when you get beat, you get beat. And it ain't a conspiracy theory, and they're not cheating, and they don't have something on you. You didn't get it done. And when it comes to Aaron Boone and his record and this feeling over and over again as the season ends, I said he's got 2 more years. I don't think he'll get another extension after this. And that also coincides with 2 more years of Judge, Cole, Stanton before they're cooked. Stanton might be cooked now. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we expecting Stanton to be? What we're expecting him to be is less expensive. That contract drops down next year. He's not going anywhere, and I don't know. It's tough to have him as your permanent DH. He can't run. It just creates problems. So, like, that's what I'm saying with the Yankees and the roster construction. Little things this year that, like, I give it to Stanton for going out there and playing defense, playing in the outfield. I didn't think they were going to do that in a million years. I thought they were going to be shook of him getting hurt. But he was a liability out there. And then when they did finally put Judge out there, he was a liability as well. Oh, Judge can't throw. And now you got to worry about that with Judge. Hopefully the offseason he heals up completely and he comes into spring training and can throw. But one throw, we could be right back here next year. And it's like, wait, Judge's going to need surgery. And the window starts closing with age. Father time is undefeated. It has to happen now. And I'm interested to see what they do. Like they don't value Dominguez. He's a whole rookie. He didn't get many opportunities. He got in the game today. It was funny because people were calling for him to pinch hit for Trent Grisham. I'm like, they're never going to do that. But you got to give Dominguez run next year. And I know I was banging on the table for Spencer Jones. What's the outfield going to be next year? Because, like, what if they don't sign Belly and they don't bring Belly back? And I know there's some Met fans that they're playing the Juan Soto game with Belly. Can't wait to see Belly in a Mets uniform. Okay. How'd that work out for Juan Soto putting on a Mets uniform? But if he wants to go, go. So then it's Spencer Jones in center, Dominguez in left, or you guys want Kyle Tucker? Like, these are things that are about to be talked about for months now. And it goes quick. You know, before you know it, in a month, the season's over, and then we're going to be talking about winter meetings 2 months from then. Like, it happens fast. 888-808-1019. Aaron Boone is the manager. He's not getting fired. You may deem it fireable, getting beat by your division rival, and especially the way that it happened this year. The Yankees had a 7.5 game lead in first place. They got walked down by a team that just played the game better. And that team also was ravaged by injuries. And they're still going on to the American League Championship Series. Without Max Scherzer, without Chris Bassett, without Jose Berrios, without Bo Bichette. You know, Anthony Santander missed a lot of time this year. They have a good manager. And they called the Yankees out. Their play-by-play guy, Buck Martinez, called the Yankees out. They're not a good team. If they don't hit home runs, they can't score. They can't win. They have wild pitches. They make mistakes on the base paths. They're not good defensively. Like, he called that out. When are the Yankees going to get pissed off? As an organization, not just the players on the field. When are the Yankees going to get pissed off? I don't know. I felt like they got pissed off when they missed the postseason in 2023. And then that turned into going to trade for Juan Soto. And it was like, okay, here we go. When they missed the postseason they didn't miss the postseason. But when they came up one game short, they missed the postseason in 16. Then 17, they were ahead of schedule. They came up one game short of going to the World Series. And it was like, okay, here comes Giancarlo Stanton. And we thought that was an evil empire moving. I mean, fast forward all these years now, what do you call it? Let's go to Derry in Belleville. Derry, you're with us on the Fan.
Hey, my man, how are you, bro?
I'm all right.
My man, I'm so happy to be talking to you. First of all, thank you for having me on the Fan.
Thanks for calling.
Man, listen, man, this hurt me a lot, man. You know, I wasn't sure 100% we were the better team. I'll be honest with you. So it's funny, like, when Sal early kept saying that the Yankees should move on, I was like, I'm not too sure, you know. Like, I haven't seen it all year, so. but I just thought that.
I think that was a mush. I think that was a lot of the Met fan energy was to mush the Yankees today. Like, yeah, oh, they got one. They're gonna. And what did I tell you? Someone that watches every single game, I told you, I don't think anybody can beat this Blue Jays team 3 games in a row, even us.
Absolutely, my man, bro. I agree with you so much, man. I'm thinking to myself, hey, I watched this team all year long. Like, yo, this is a good team. Yeah, they have, like, weaknesses like us. But I was thinking to myself, listen, I was afraid of both teams, Boston and Toronto.
Because they dominated us all year. Thanks for the call, Derry. Just got to move it along. I'm running out of time before we get to the next break and update. Greg from Washingtonville, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith?
What's up?
Hey, man. Hey, so I'm coming back from the game, And a couple points I have. So my first point is, so the bottom of the lineup has absolutely, I mean, awful. I don't know, like, in my opinion, when we got to the bottom of the lineup, this game, we were not getting any hits,
mm-hmm.
right? So I never felt like we were confident. When the lineup turned over past Stanton, if you had Jazz, maybe he could do something. It was not good, right? My whole thing is this. I know you were saying we're not going to fire Boone. You know, I'm sorry I'm jumping around a little bit, but I think Boone has to go. I think Volpe 100% has to go. I just don't see any place with him on his team. He has looked dumb when he's up at bat. At this point, I don't know where we need to go, but this team needs to make a transition. And I mean, you got Goldie that may be retiring. Volpe has to go. I don't know where we go from here, but things need to change. That's kind of where I'm at right now.
Thanks for the call, Greg. Yeah, I mean, they might fire the hitting coach. Matt Blake stays. You know, they've had a bunch of hitting coaches in the last few years. You can fire the hitting coach when, you know, bullpen game comes your way facing elimination and you can only get one run via a solo shot. And then in the bottom of the order with Volpe and Wells, you can't help those guys. Meanwhile, the bottom of the order for the Blue Jays, they have this Ernie Clement who looks like a young Aaron Boone. He has 14 at-bats, 9 hits, 1 homer, 5 runs batted in. His average was .643 in the series. His on-base percentage was .1554. Yeah, he was batting 8th for them. They have a bunch of guys that put the ball in play. Go look at the numbers of the Blue Jays. We focus so much on the Yankees. We put on our Yankee glasses, and we're blinded by the Yankees and what they didn't do and their shortcomings. But, like, look at what did get done. Like I mentioned, Vladdy drove a run in every game of the series, and they consistently pitched him. They dared him. You know, that's arrogance to me. I was screaming the whole series, don't pitch to him. He's dialed. He hates the Yankees. And that hate, he turned that into performance. You know, look at these guys. Dalton Varsho, right? Lower in their lineup. 7 hits, 2 homers, 4 ribbies, a .438 average, a .1471 on OPS. These guys came in and they smacked us. And I know the numbers are inflated from the first two games where you had Paul Blackburn and when you had Will Warren. But still, you saw it with your own eyes. They have a lot of guys that could hit. George Springer, you already know about him. George Springer was pretty much like he was down. I mean, he showed up today early. But he had 2 Ks. You know, Springer usually a Yankee killer. It didn't matter, you know, between, you know, Vladdy leading the way and the guys that they have in between, like an Addison Barger, right? How about Addison Barger? He bats .333 in the series. I think he had 3 hits today. Yep. And he started off 3-for-3 in an elimination game, in a game where these guys decided tonight against this rookie pitcher who they already got to a few weeks ago. We got to get back on the plane to Toronto. We're going back with ALCS merch. You just got to tip your cap, bro. And they brought out guys from the bullpen that we had seen multiple times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pitchers used. And a lot of these guys put up zeros, got strikeouts, didn't give up hits. I'm sitting in there, and I couldn't. I went to the stadium. I have a couple hiding spots where I know I could just be like, all right, let me think about what's going on. Let me write a couple notes for the show. And I'm hiding. I'm panicking. I'm like, this isn't good. They had 2 hits. They had the Judge single early, and then obviously Ryan McMahon's solo shot. And I'm like, this is not good enough in a do-or-die situation here. I think the emotions of last night was such a crazy game, and there was so much adrenaline in the building, and for Judge to come through, like, and then for the game to start an hour earlier the next day, I'm like, they don't have it. I'm like, they don't have it, man. And little things, like balls skipping through, that one ball that I thought Cam Schlitter was going to field, and then it gets by Jazz, and I'm like, damn, that's a double play ball right there. And another hot shot skips off Jazz glove. Jazz had a bad night. Yeah, Jazz had a bad night. Strikeout. He worked a walk, but 0 for 3. And like I said, it looks bad because it's like, bro, you're the one that's always talking, running your mouth. And as much as we love things about Jazz, some of those other things do kind of annoy you as well, because it's like, bro, all that talking, now look where we're at. And that's why I always try to say less, caution you, bro. It's a team sport, and there's a whole other team out there. You think the whole league doesn't hear that? We're stepping on next. The division winner, it's like you're stepping on neck. We're about to step on your neck. We're ending your season in your building tonight. It's tough. It's tough. Let's take a break here. I got 1 hour exactly left. If you want to join the chat and talk to the Yankee fans and Met fans in the chat is booming. We're approaching 600 live in the chat. So go to WFAN YouTube. Make sure you subscribe. We just broke 86,000 subscribers on there. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. 1 hour left of the Yankees funeral, end of the season memorial, talking about this game 4, reflecting on the season that was, and looking at the offseason ahead. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.